Seven Beer Breakfast, with all thanks to Young's Veggie Shed, Camdale. And there's an event happening at the moment where we get a chance to clean out our hazardous waste. And from Cradle Coast Waste Services, Miriam Beswick joins me right here, right now. Miriam, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
So we're calling this out for Northwest Coasters, a safe clean out operation for unwanted laundry, hobby, home and garden chemicals. And this is a good idea put together by you at the Cradle Coast Waste Management Group.
Yes, absolutely. The Cradle Coast Waste Management Group is all about collecting and, you know, getting waste out of landfill and getting it into reusing and recycling.
That's the bottom line, isn't it? Getting out of landfill there. So what are some of the items accepted for this event?
We accept sort of all sort of chemicals that, you know, that you would find in people's sheds and garages and laundries.
So floor care products, ammonia-based cleaners, pesticides and herbicides, those sort of things.
That's absolutely right. So what we're not accepting, of course, is tyres and mattresses. They don't come under...
That's just all solvents and household cleaners that we just mentioned. Pool chemicals too, and hobby chemicals and acids and poisons. So you did one late last year?
Yeah, so we did a series of sort of six afternoons, and we collected 1,770 litres of chemical
from
across the state. It was just really, really, really effective.
Getting rid of that much waste, the chemicals, and doing it in a safe environment too.
Yes, absolutely. So we're getting them collected up by... professionals who then are able to neutralise them, to do good things with them, and dispose of them in an environmentally friendly manner.
And there's plenty of regions here on the northwest coast where you can do that, because all the free drop-off events are being held at council waste transfer stations or resource recovery centres. And in our area this coming Sunday, so we've got one at Burnie and also in Wynyard. And then early next month, the 3rd of March, that'll be in Smithton for our Circle Head people too. So there's plenty of options, and you do have ones in Sheffield, Sprayton, Ulverston, Port Sorell as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, so got four on this weekend. And then three afternoons and the Thursdays.
So event times will vary by location. So I think a good idea is to wander on to the website, which is rethinkwaste.com.au. Or also, Miriam, you can contact your local councils.
Absolutely. And you'll find that a lot of them are posting them on Facebook too.
Now, we must also mention that no early or late drop-offs can be accepted.
Yes. That is so that our chemical collectors are there to look after those chemicals in the appropriate manner.
Okay, so if you're a resident, I guess you're encouraged to have a bit of a chat with your neighbour or friends and just arrange shared delivery if you're unable to attend those scheduled times. And individual items brought for disposal must be no longer than 20 kilograms or 20 litres each. So that's very important to know too. So cleaning up all those unused chemicals, because it does pose a risk to landfill, doesn't it? It's not permitted in the curbside recycling area. So keep an eye on that. So as we mentioned, Burnie Waste Management Centre this coming Sunday. You've got Wynyard as well. And check your local council for further details. And I think, Miriam, that is a great job by you and Cradle Coast Waste Services and the job you're doing.
Thank you very much. Yes, this is all arranged by the Cradle Coast Waste Management Group. Cradle Coast are all about removing as much as we can out of landfill and disposing of it in the best manner possible.
Miriam Beswick, thanks for your time on 7 Beer Breakfast. You have a great day.
Thank you. Have a nice day.